Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the line. CJ of Stoughton, what's on your mind today, CJ?
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for taking my call, Matt. An awful lot as I listened to you this morning. First off, you're upset about Alvin Bragg being dissolving the case against Trump because he didn't have one. But John Durham sure does. Can't wait till that trial starts because that's the big lie. Hillary, her campaign, spied and was colluding with Russia. You know, to listen to you talk about the polls, inflation's number one. And you folks are going to be, the Democrats are going to be annihilated in November because it matters what it costs at the grocery store and the pump. And this Hunter Biden administration attacked energy on day one with executive orders because that's the only way this president can govern. Do you care? I got a question. Do you care about the 27 times that Hunter met in the White House with Obama and his partners and the sellout to China? Because that's where it's going to lead. The investigations of Ron Johnson when he gets reelected because he's been right on every issue is going to look at this. Because he's going to be the chair of the Justice Division. And I tell you what, it's going to be ugly. Your party is corrupt. Biden's corrupt. He's the big guy. He got $10 million from China. And you folks, you don't even cover it. You don't care, Matt. 27 times with the Obama. And yeah, as president candidate, he said numerous times and lied to the Americans that I don't even know what his business is. My goodness. You know, I never discussed it once as I flew over to China with him on Air Force Two. 17-hour flight.
CJ, if I can just interject a second here.
China?
Yeah. CJ, here's the deal. When Republican callers are given talking points by the Republican Party, you should tell them that they should give you plausible ones. The problem is when you say, for instance, you said that Biden got $10 million. That's not true. If that were true, you'd know about it and I'd know about it. You said that Obama met with Hunter Biden and his associates in the White House 27 times. Obama never met with Hunter Biden on something like that ever. Are you kidding me? He was president of the United States. You think Hunter Biden is going to come in and do that and he's going to get by the front door? It did not happen. When it comes to China, you have to remember a couple of things. Ivanka Trump got some very difficult and expensive, and by that I mean valuable, trademarks that Chinese do not give to Westerners. And she got them. But I never hear a Republican caller say, oh, Ivanka Trump should not have had those trademarks from China. It was because Trump's her father. I've never heard anybody call in and say Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner should not have gotten top secret clearances when the NSA recommended they not be given clearances so they could go around the world and muzzle in on foreign policy. For instance, do you care that Jared Kushner got $2 billion from Saudi Arabia? Do you care? Are you kidding me? If Hunter Biden had gotten $2 billion from Saudi Arabia, you know what would have happened? You know how people would have reacted? All of this is a fake. And what I think is that if the Republican Party were smart, instead of putting up these crazy things, if you came in with something a little more plausible, and you maybe on immigration, you know, maybe on something like that. But the other thing is, when the Republican Party, and I'm talking about Trump, and I'm talking about Tucker Carlson and Rand Paul and people like that, side with Russia in the genocide against Ukraine, the magnificent people of Ukraine, people are disgusted. They are disgusted. I would like to see a Republican caller call in and say, I'm disgusted with that genocide. And I'm disgusted that people in my party seem to be siding with the Ruskies. They're commie Ruskies. Now it's the Russian mafia. It's the Russian mafia that's penetrated the Republican Party at its highest levels. That's what's happened. So the deal is, and you always say Hunter Biden administration, I'm sure he thanks you. Hunter Biden never got elected president. It's no more than to say Trump is the Jared Kushner administration or the Ivanka Trump, except that Jared did get $2 billion from the Saudis. Ivanka did get Chinese trademarks that Westerners don't get. So if there's anything there with Hunter Biden, it should be investigated. That's fine. But as far as inflation, remember that Trump added $7 trillion to the national debt, which at the time was in the 20s. He added more than 25% of the national debt. And a chunk of it, trillions, were for COVID, and he should have, bipartisan. And a chunk of what Biden did was COVID-related, and it should have been, and it was bipartisan. The stuff that wasn't bipartisan, the soft infrastructure, hasn't been passed yet. It hasn't been passed yet. So instead of being partisan about inflation, I think we should be fair and say it's there. It's coming down, by the way. We have the lowest unemployment since 1968. Wages are up. People are advertising for employees. You go in anywhere. You go into a restaurant. You go into a business. There'll be a card that says, we're hiring. They're giving bonuses. I'll tell you what, Walmart is starting truck drivers at 110 grand a year. Economy's doing very well. So I respect a Republican point of view, but you have got to be coherent and plausible about it, CJ. You can't come in with crazy stuff like Biden, that Biden, you know what, that he, somehow he got $10 million and Obama met with Hunter Biden 27 times, baloney. Going back to the lines, Tom and McFarland, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Tom?
Thank you for taking my call. And just to add to what you were saying, CJ, they keep something called visitor logs at the White House. So you don't have to take Matt's word. All you have to do is just go to the Federal Archives and pull up the visitor logs, which you can do, and you will see that what you were saying, that talking point, is just not accurate. And also adding on with Saudi Arabia and Kushner, let's not forget that the oversight board within the Saudi Arabian kingdom recommended to the king not to go through with that $2 billion simply because Jared has nowhere near the experience of managing that kind of fund and that kind of money. And they said this would be an enormous risk. We probably wouldn't get that money back. But the crown prince, and remember, the crown prince was the one who also struck a deal with Jared as far as getting Khashoggi killed. But the crown prince overruled and said, no, not only are we going to give Jared this money, we're going to give him at a rate that is absolutely unprecedented. The kingdom has never given this size of fund with this kind of terms to anybody, let alone here we have Jared Kushner with zero experience. So, yes, if we're going to investigate presidential children, let's do that. But let's make sure that we also go after all the president's kids, including the former president. You were mentioning as far as Tucker Carlson, and I'm wondering if this is the end of the rights war on Jane Fonda. And how she, you know, they always call her Hanoi Jane because of what she was doing for the North Vietnamese. I don't really see a difference between what Fonda was doing and what Carlson is doing. So I'm wondering if maybe we'll start calling Carlson Kremlin Carlson in the same way that, you know, they call Jane Fonda Hanoi Jane.
These are great, great points. You know, Tom, I swear what you just said about Kushner and, you know, the visitor log is right on the money. And I want to hit the Hanoi Jane thing. And Tucker Carlson is Kremlin Tucker, because here's the deal. Jane Fonda in the early 70s went to Hanoi to meet with the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong. And there's a picture of her. She's a gorgeous woman. And she was sitting with her legs spread over the barrel of a gun that was used to shoot down American planes. And at the time, John McCain and other Navy pilots were in a jail within walking distance of where she was being tortured. It was really disgusting what she did, to be very honest with you. I was in the Navy at the time, and she had made a movie called Barbarella. And there's a dance scene at the beginning of Barbarella, you know, it's a sexy dance. And when we were deployed, when we were underway, and I can just testify to this personally, we'd show movies on the mess decks, and the enlisted guys would watch these movies and run the movies. And all they did on the way over, when we were on the way to the med, was play Barbarella and show the dance scene. You know, she was like, they call them pinup girls. That was pre-feminist back in World War II. But basically, people had pinups of movie stars, women that they really liked and were attracted to. So when you're betrayed by your movie star, it's a more painful thing than if you're betrayed by an admiral or by a general. And I, you know, she's since said she wished she hadn't done it, but what kind of common sense did that have to go over as American Navy pilots were being tortured in a jail, and John McCain was badly tortured, and spread your legs over the barrel of the gun that shot him down? That said, Tucker Carlson is like Hanoi Jane. It's absolutely the same thing. Russia is threatening nuclear war. One of their state TVs went on, and this clown woman said, well, we got to die sometime. I'm not kidding. Got to die sometime. Her name is Margarita Simonyan. Says nuclear war might be okay. We're all going to die someday. And then she says, but we will go to heaven, and they, the West, will simply croak. What is this kind of talk out of a nuclear power? This is dangerous talk. And Tucker Carlson is behind that. He's worse than Jane Fonda, absolutely worse than Jane Fonda. And so I like it. Kremlin Carlson. That's exactly right. Kremlin Carlson. Thanks for calling, Tom. We are going back to the lines. We have Slammer of Madison, my friend. Slammer, my friend, what's going on? Tell me what's on your mind.
Good morning. Good morning, Matt. I've been listening to some of the exchanges with CJ, and I know that CJ calls the devil, and he calls Mike Dick, man. And I appreciate your gracious approach in allowing him to speak. It's a wonderful thing because, quite honestly, if he brings along with him conservative listeners to the program to see what your responses are going to be, you handle that, those responses with aplomb.
Slammer, stay on the line. I've got to go to a break, but I'll get back to you personally right after the break. Do not hang up. And then there's somebody after you on the line. I'll get to you, too. None of you hang up. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.